What's up, y'all?
Eating a burger with no honey mustard. Eating a burger with no honey mustard. Should we keep that in?
No. We can't.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Ships Across the Border. My name is Max. We have Chris. And today we have on absolutely fucking nobody.
Everybody hates us.
No. We have a lot of guests. A lot of very, very, very good high-quality podcasts lined up. Just today, Chris really is set on releasing every Wednesday for you guys. And so thank you. I said, you know, we can take a break. We're recording tomorrow. We're recording the next day. We don't have to put one out tomorrow. Chris is very, very adamant on recording and posting every Wednesday. And so we're out here for you guys. We're out here putting in that extra work.
Croutons in a soup.
Don't turn down any opportunity, whether it's a camp, a clinic, because you never know literally who's watching.
Make your own decision and stick with them and know they're the right decisions, right? And even if they aren't right, don't regret them.
He didn't know creatine existed. So he got him some creatine, he's like, oh, yeah, lift heavy weight.
Ship across the border.
Ship across the border.
Ship across the border, man.
Welcome back to Ship Across the Border.
That's trans. That's maybe that's something we're going to talk about, how basketball translates.
I'm set on the idea that I want to consistently hit the mark with this podcast. I'm treating this the same as if like we were training in basketball. Like you wouldn't say
we're gonna get into it.
But like you wouldn't say, oh, don't worry, I'll just skip this week and then I'll get a
double break.
No,
I don't have to work out today, I can just work out tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm putting out an episode every Wednesday for the next fucking 9 years of my life, 10 years of my life, until I fucking die or until we blow up. That's all I care about right now. So that's the situation we're sitting in. I'm gonna lead with
fuck you, Ben. That's what I'm gonna leave with.
Yeah, first of all, fuck you.
Shut up, Ben. He'll be on the show eventually. Whether we have to drag him by all fours into the room and just start recording, or
Benjamin, I really, really wish you would have just done this so I don't have to hear my own voice for fucking half an hour. But here we are. I want to lead with, first of all, this might be a shorter episode because like we're not that interesting. We don't have that much to talk about. So we're gonna
maybe you. I'm pretty interesting.
We're gonna talk about some stuff, and I'm gonna dive deep into some things, and I'm gonna empty my brain, and then it might be like 30 minutes. It might be an hour. I don't know. But we're gonna start with this level of sacrifice thing that I've written down here, which is at home right now. I'm going to shoot a few shots here because I feel like they might be heard and they might need to be heard. There's this kid named Richie who I trained in the summer. And then there's this kid named Miles who I also trained in the summer. And currently Miles is playing at Kitchener Prep and he's getting games in like 2 games a week and he's training every single day and he's doing this shit. Richie is stuck at my high school, JDSS, and he's not training that much. And every time Sam tries to invite him to go play at the local YMCA or whatever, he's just like, man, I'm busy. I can't do it, whatever. And I'm just watching in real time the paths split for somebody who really wants this shit and is probably going to end up being a college basketball player and somebody who kind of likes the idea of playing basketball at the college level. And I can just, if this was like a parlay, I would bet so much fucking money that Miles makes it over Richie. And if he does, he's going to be significantly better off. And it's just because Miles is just willing to sacrifice more to the game. And
Miles moved away from home, he's living with his grandfather in a new place at a new school, doing what you need to do to get yourself out of your
comfort. And that's the thing is like, I'm watching it happen. And like for other kids out there who are listening to this and you're debating whether you're putting in the right amount of work and all this uncertainty is happening. It's like, if you sacrifice a gigantic chunk of your life for a long enough time and just do that with a good attitude, like we talked about this before, good attitude and all this shit, things will eventually work out for you. And it's like, if you're not willing to do that, maybe this shit isn't for you, bro. Like the journey is the journey. And I don't know. That's just kind of what I wanted to start with.
Yeah. I mean, the next bullet we have, which we were talking about, kind of goes off of that, which is like, if you get good enough at something, then it kind of loses meaning. It's not for fun anymore. In the sense of like, you could say that Miles, like who probably has more fun playing basketball on a day-to-day basis, Miles or Richie? Definitely, I would say Richie. Richie goes to JDSS. Has 30 or whatever. Is that the same dude we're talking about?
Yeah. No, that's Braden. Oh. Braden has 30. I'm talking about, this is the same grade. Richie didn't even play that well in this season.
So we talk about Braden?
We can use Braden.
They're like interchangeable?
Yeah, sure. Okay, sure,
so
sure.
Braden is another one of Chris's boy proteges that he trains in the summer and goes out and has, what, 30 points a night, hits deep threes, and not playing great competition.
Looks like prime Steph.
Yeah, it looks like prime Steph against go watch Kai Cenat's new fucking new Instagram banger. You'll see the type of competition he's playing against. Mm-hmm. And but I guarantee you, he has more fun playing basketball in the broad sense right now than Miles does, because Miles getting up, probably getting up early and working out with his team, probably staying late hours, multiple times a day, not even a week, a day, mm-hmm. and putting in grueling hours. That being said, so that goes back to like the better you get at something, and I would say that Miles is better than Brady.
And honestly, and more importantly, he's in a better gym. That's like the main thing. Is like he's willing to be the worst player in the gym, which he's not right now. But at one point,
also not fun.
Not fun. But like at one point, he was the worst player in the gym, and he like when he went from JD to Kitchener Prep, it's like you end up being the worst player. It gives you a smoke screen when you play in a really small area. We've talked about this before, big fish, little pond. So it gives you a false sense of confidence that maybe I can really do this shit. When deep down, you know you're playing against dog shit competition and you know you should leave and you know you need to get the fuck out of there. And you're holding yourself back from becoming the player you could be.
But it's fun and you don't want to sacrifice fun now for fun later. And so the point is that is just because you get good at something and you prioritize it, and now every day isn't super fun. You're not going out and having 30 and you're not, I can play Fortnite till 3 a.m, sleep 3 hours and then go have 30 on bums. When Miles may go train vigorously the entire week, sleep right, eat right, train right, recover right, and then go out and have 8 points on 4-for-8 shooting. And that probably doesn't feel as good as,
Definitely doesn't feel good as
somebody else going and having 30. That being said, the highs are way higher because eventually when the work pays off, and you're having these numbers against better competition, that is a bigger mountain that you have climbed than if you did the same thing in a smaller hometown school or area. And that is a bigger mountain you have climbed. That's more like
sustainable.
It's more sustainable, but it's more fulfilling. It's more fulfilling to do better things against better people. And so, yeah, it may not be as fun. The better you get at something, the more seriously you take it. And you were saying before, it's like a job,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it can't be fun and there aren't fun moments. It's just not every single day is going to be fun. And that is, go back to the first point, which is the sacrifice you have to be willing to make in order to be good.
It's like I've heard this quote before about talking about like paying for the Nikes and shit. And like the price of the Nikes isn't good or bad. It just is what it is. And if you want to pay the price and get the Nikes, that's fine. And if you don't, good as well. But it's like the price you pay for being great at something is sacrificing the joy that it once gave you. It's kind of a bar. I'm not going to lie. And I just came up with that on the dome. But that's...
Clip that shit.
It's like once you move up in life in any situation, like whether it's the podcast, whether it's weightlifting for me, the things that I've experienced, once you get decent enough at them, they lose their flair of it being new and fun and interesting.
Well, because now there's expectations. Now there's, expectations from other people, expectations from you. There's more of a pressure to A, sustain and B, improve.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a bar that you need to consistently meet. And there's the better you get at something, the more you need to do to maintain that. It's like a video game.
And it loses its novelty. So it's like when I come in here in the podcast, and you can maneuver and change things to try and keep it new, which is like the idea of progressing in life. But eventually there comes a point where like you can only change a podcast so much. At the end of the day, it's fucking two people at least sitting down or one to however many people talking.
You can change a lift so many times.
Exactly.
The bar goes up.
There's fucking weights on a bar and we move the bar. We push, we fight gravity. And it's like, at some point, you've done the thing so many times, you know exactly how it's about to go, and you can plan it out in your head. But that little switch right there, when it goes from new to boring, and you understand what's about to happen, that's the switch of confidence. Because now I know exactly what's about to happen, and I can predict it. And then you can start to play with that, where it's like, well, if I move up in competition here, well, if I come off the screen, and this guy rolls, and this, that's where the game gets really, really, really fucking fun. Because now when you play against someone who's not at your level, who hasn't seen as many reps as you have, you can fucking dominate them. And I promise you, dominating a high level of competition because you've seen something so many times is way more fun than beating somebody who's way below your level.
Sure. And so something, actually, we can kind of put the shit out in a pretty organized fashion, because now we can kind of segue into one of the next topics that we're going to talk about, which is kind of like what we're doing outside of basketball, but it still relates to this. And so it's exactly what we're talking about. So I have kind of joined the volleyball team a little bit.
So funny, bro. Why is
which is funny.
JC's playing lacrosse, Ian's playing soccer, and Max is playing volleyball. The basketball scene is dying.
The goal behind it is obviously I'm a basketball player, and I originally thought, okay, well, I haven't reached the places with basketball I want to be.
So he's quitting and joining volleyball.
No. I haven't reached the places in basketball I want to be, so I can't pick up something else. I need to divert all my attention. But then I was kind of talking to my parents, talking to some other people, and there's this guy on Instagram. I think it's like Hoops Mitch or something. He's from this area, and he posts a lot of like good drills of like game stuff. And he was talking about how like the best athletes are good athletes, or not just good at their individual sport. And so doing other things in other sports is actually probably more beneficial in some senses than just repeatedly changing your training for your sport. And I feel like a lot of things that I lack in basketball, so like lateral movement and stuff like that, which is holding me back on defense, or like I'm athletic, but I'm not like quick, twitchy. Like I can't just get off the ground 1-2 right away. And I think those are a lot of things that volleyball can help me develop. And so I'm kind of just using volleyball as a way to help me develop in areas that maybe doing basketball stuff couldn't. And so it's only a month. It's only until the end of the school year. But that being said, I went to my first practice yesterday and I had a blast. I was going, I was hitting. I had absolutely no expectation about anything. I was going, I was didn't really give a shit if I fucked up and whatever. But there is hard, like, fuck, I kind of lost where I was going there.
Planning to do this so you can get better at basketball, moving laterally, jumping, doing these things.
Fuck, why did I cut this out?
Brain fart, leave it in. I was going to say is that, like, as this is happening.
Now, we're going to come back to that. We're going to merge this.
As this is happening in front of my eyes with all these people playing other sports and stuff, I'm, like, super silent. Because, like, you came to me and you're like, oh, you think it would be beneficial if I did this? I don't fucking know. We're going to find out in 3 months if you've gained anything or just completely went sideways and how this is actually beneficial to you. Because when I look back on the sports that I played, I'm trying to think if any of them prepared me well for basketball. And I'm going to say, in a sense, soccer definitely did, because having like foot speed and being able to do crossovers and shit like that mostly comes from the waist down. So that definitely helped me. But, and actually Colby was like really adamant when he came on the podcast about wrestling and doing all that super shit, but I can't even like talk about that because I haven't done that.
I got it.
He's back.
I'm back. So what we were talking about before is like doing something so many times that it just becomes like mundane, and then that's when it really becomes fun. So yesterday we were doing this drill where the coach had like a, you know, like a flutter board, whatever, and it had like an, either an X or a circle on it, and circle means hit it straight, X means hit it to like across.
Okay.
And I was like, I was fun. I was like, but it was difficult because it's hard to like jump, read, and then do it. But it was difficult, and like I guess I don't have any reps to show for it, so obviously it's gonna be fucking difficult. Mm-hmm. But and then you look at the guy who's in front of me, who's Nick, who
just done is this one of my thousands boys, of times.
Well, he actually knew to volleyball, but still done this reps and reps and reps and reps. So he won like the first conference player or rookie of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is probably like, even though I'm never done this before and I'm just enjoying it,
layup lines
to be there, he is probably A, getting more out of it, also B, having more fun because now he's gotten better at reading it. And then he can kind of choose it. He can choose where, and then that's where it really translates. You know, that's where like the reps really translates. He's done that so many times that it becomes more fun than me just doing it for the first time and just enjoying it, just to enjoy it. He's really enjoying it because he's done it so many times that it just becomes fun to like pick and choose and stuff like that.
It's like shell drill last year.
No, that was not
minus
fun.
Minus the screaming.
That was not fun. That
you could
fun.
Make it. Or sorry, it's like the fucking 4-on-5 drill where like sure. You have to be the ball handler and then, or it's like, space blank the practice team reps.
Wow, it's like that. It's
scout
like
team.
That. Yeah.
Anyways, moving on from that, plan for the podcast, which is where we're trying to take this. The idea. Well, first of all, we got a DM from a guy named, I'm gonna butcher this, Ishan.
Yeah.
And he DM'd us saying something along the lines of, "Hey, love what you guys are doing with the podcast. I would like to offer you guys a chance to get a free piece of content from us. We'll just clip your stuff, whatever." And I obviously accepted. I'm never gonna turn down something free. And he sent us the thing, and I'm not gonna lie to you, when he said it to us, we checked his account, he had like 200 followers, and no, I thought it was a fake account, which is like, it's like so common on Instagram, so like I expected it to be fake. Then he sends us a reel, and the reel was actually pretty good. It was well done. It was hooky better than stuff I could have made. So I was like, oh shit, this is actually legit. And I posted the reel, it ended up being like 1,000 views. I was like, this guy might be legit. And then he tried to get us on a Zoom call. We're like, all right, fuck it, we're gonna do a Zoom call with this guy. And he basically broke down. First of all, we quizzed the living shit out of him, and we asked him a bunch of questions to figure out.
Yeah, we got to stand on business. We're not getting fucking scammed. And not saying he's a scam. He's a great dude, and he seems like he runs a good business operation that's become successful and profitable.
But
like,
at the end of the day,
you got to be fucking better than that to fucking scam me. I don't know about Chris, but I'm not getting fucking scammed. I'm too smart.
Scammed a few times in my life. I won't lie.
So we quizzed the shit out of him, and we asked him all the necessary questions to make sure that A, it would benefit us. B, it was legitimate, and I think we
have a good
read on the opportunity. And
he passed with flying colors, and he kind of broke down the idea that he's currently an editor for like a bunch of decent sized podcasts. I'm going to spare the names because I forget like half of them, but they're like decent sized podcasts, like hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And I was like, oh, so this guy's legit. And he sent us like video evidence of them testifying that he's actually a good editor and all this stuff. And then on the phone call, he was like, well, at some point, we asked him why he would want to.
Why us? If he has hundreds of thousands of followers, we have 206 subscribers and we fuck with y'all heavy. But
why would you want to work with us? And he said he wants these guys that he's working with, they don't let him have a say in how the business is going. He is strictly there as an editor, and he wants to have a piece of a company and grow something together with us.
He wants to be a partner.
So he's low-key investing in us, which, like, in the moment when he said that, I had, like, a mini fucking chills because that's crazy as fuck. This is the first real business opportunity of Shipped Across the Border and someone who's willing to invest in us as people and as a potential business opportunity. So that was a good opportunity. That was a good situation, and I liked hearing that. So now it was obviously like a subscription thing that we couldn't pay for right now. So what's going to end up happening is some point in the near future, possibly next September, me and him are going to go off and work internships, try and make a bit of money. And then
doing this summer, not next September.
Yeah. But like
next September, we'll restart it up or something like that.
Yeah. But ideally in a situation where we can pay for this guy's product, he's going to start posting 2 TikToks a day. Is that what it was? 2 short form of contents, something like that. And he's going to do that all for us. Hopefully the podcast grows to a significant amount. And then at some point, maybe we can monetize it and then he'll grow the thing. But like,
and then you guys get to say that you were following Shipped
Across the Border when
under
it was
200
at,
followers.
Yeah. So subscribe and be an early.
You know what? If you're following the podcast right now, you're considered an OG.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. You've been with us since the Triscuit box.
You're considered an OG. So.
But yeah, that's just kind of where we're going with things. And like, ideally, I'm working a summer internship at
You don't need a name drop. You don't need a name drop. Yeah.
A sales internship, door to door sales. And it's not even booked in yet, but like ideally, if everything goes right, I'll be doing a sales internship where I'm going to make a decent amount of money, hopefully, and maybe buy new microphones, maybe upgrade the podcast. All of it's going to be reinvested, and it's just going to be all uphill from here. I'm hyped.
Downhill.
No, uphill. Like, we're moving uphill.
Downhill means things get easier. Uphill means things get harder.
No, but uphill, we're moving up in the world.
Upstairs?
I don't know, but we're going to, good things are on the horizon. And that kind of moves into like life outside of basketball. Like, do you want to talk about your internship? Do you want to go down this road, or what do you want to do here?
I kind of talked about the, what do you call it? Oh, I talked about the volleyball thing, which is a cool opportunity that I'm looking forward to. Probably just going to go like a couple times a week, just kind of do the drills, kind of get a little more athletic. And yeah. And outside of basketball, my internship this summer, I'm working in an insurance company in the accounting department, which is going to be interesting. I have been successful in my accounting classes and found it interesting at school. And so we'll see if that is if I like that this summer when I actually.
Do you know what you're going to be doing?
Absolutely not. And I'll figure it out. But at the end of the day, the worst thing that could happen is that
I get experience and learn that you hate that.
Or exactly, which is actually kind of about to drop a bar from Rudy Kerbis, who was given to me when I was going through recruiting. Is the second best answer to a yes is a no.
True.
Bar. And yeah, so it's either two options. Either I love it or I hate it. And either one is a good thing. Either I can continue to go this direction or I can pivot. And if I'm going to pivot, at least I know I'm going to pivot now as opposed to I've graduated, I spent 4 years having an accounting degree, and now I have nothing to show for last 4 years. So that's a cool opportunity. And what I really want to get into, which kind of goes to what we were talking about before, about like enjoyment and stuff. And so once you get good enough at something, yes, it becomes unenjoyable. Or not unenjoyable, but the enjoyment.
Less enjoyable than
less
it once
enjoyable
was.
Than once was. That doesn't mean that life becomes less enjoyable or other things can't become less enjoyable, because basketball is one very, very, very small sliver of the pie of a human being, of Max Rolnick, of whoever it is. And yes, that sliver gets magnified and blown up in depending on your environment. So like, we're here at Elms College and all around is basketball players and all around is that basketball environment, and we're playing every day. I'm training every day, lifting every day. We have practices and all this stuff, and it gets hard to kind of zoom out and look in the other directions of, yeah, well, I am actually good at this, or I am actually good at that. And basketball doesn't necessarily define me as a whole. And it gets hard to sometimes you're comparing yourself to, like, if me and, for example, TC, who 1,000-point scorer, honorable mention for all conference, like very, very successful basketball player, and I'm with him every day, and he's excelling in the thing that we're both doing, and I'm not as much, then I'm going to start to like think I'm not as valuable, or I'm not as, you know what I'm talking about? And so something recently happened where, a good thing, so I was, extended an offer to be an RA on campus, which is a very... I don't know what the word is.
You want to explain what an RA is?
It's basically like a residence assistant. Like, I'm in the dorms. I'm available if people need help, kind of thing. And
what are the pros of being an RA?
You get your own room. You get your own washroom. You get paid. And you get free tuition. Or not free tuition. Free room and board and meal. So all it's paid
for.
So
in other words, Max saw an opportunity to save thousands of dollars. And yeah.
But the thing is so did other people, because it's a fucking gig. And like, probably like 70 people applied for it, and there was 2 interview processes, and I was one of the 3 people chosen. And so it kind of is a moment for me where like I kind of like zoomed out completely and I'm like, I have a lot more to this pie of Max Rolnick than just basketball. And that was, and I was competing for the same role against people who I spent the entire, who I watched on the court the entire year do good things, or who were ahead of me, who play more than me, and who are excelling in the thing that I want to excel at. And then I still was chosen over them for this thing, which is completely separate from basketball. And that was, I guess, I don't want to say relieving, but like just something that helped me zoom all the way out and just realize that there is more to life than just basketball. And just because basketball is what I'm doing now doesn't mean that's what I'm going to be doing forever. Or I saw Draymond Green actually said a really good quote, which was
Russell Westbrook.
That man's name is Westbrook. He has family.
Sorry.
You ever seen that quote?
No.
That man's name is Westbrook.
Nah, fuck it.
I'll play it in the
back. Nah, it was, basketball is what I do. It's not who I am.
Damn.
Bar. That's bar. A bar.
We've been driving
bars. We're stealing
a few bars, getting our own.
We're going to need to do a lot of editing on this episode because we've just been all over the place. But
I like it.
But yeah, so basketball is what I do. It's not who I am. And who I am has so much more than just to do with basketball. And so when I, not even compare myself, but when I look at myself as opposed to my peers who are excelling in areas that I'm not, I'm also and you are definitely excelling in areas that other people definitely are not. And it's just about realizing that and just keep moving forward.
There's a weird thing that happens when you start playing basketball. And one of the last things I have written down here is how sports changed my life. And as you were talking with that, I kind of realized like there's a weird thing that happens with, it can't be just sports, but I can't tell you anything other than sport because I've been involved in, God damn it, I can't talk today. It's all I've been involved in up until this point in my life, so I'm going to have to assume that this is applied to other areas of life. But there's a weird thing that happens when you take a large percentage of your life and dedicate it towards one thing, where the results that come from that thing start to define you as a person, and yeah, you start 100%. To, your self-worth.
That's what I was kind of getting at, but I'm exhausted. So.
Your self-worth gets wrapped up in the idea 100%. That, like, if I'm not doing well in this thing, I'm not a good person, when realistically it's only a small percentage of who you are as a person.
100%. But you can also, like, think of logically why that would be is if me and you are spending every single day together and we're doing the same thing every single day and you're better than me, what does that say about me? How am I supposed to look up, like,
Logically, you could apply that to, like, if we're both lifting weights, but you have the genetics of a fucking demon.
Logically, you could apply that to every single area of life. And chances are, if we're doing the same thing every day, I'm going to be better than you at a bunch of stuff. You're going to be better than me at a bunch of stuff. And realistically, although I may deem basketball as the most important thing, A, it's definitely not the most important thing. And B, everything is equal of importance because it's just how it is. It's just nothing has meaning until you give it meaning, and you can give anything to have meaning.
And in a weird way, it's almost the guys who care less about the sports seem to get more results because they don't let it control them and dictate how their lives are.
100%. And I think that was a big step for me in having something that realized like I am valuable as a person, and not that I didn't realize that before. I don't want to like say I didn't realize that before, but it's just a big way to like zoom in or like zoom out.
Mm-hmm.
Because then just helps realize like I have all of these traits that create value in me that's not basketball, even though I value basketball extremely highly and it may not value me extremely highly right now. There are other areas of life that are of equal and more importance that I am excelling in, I am valued in.
Is there a perspective change? I'm gonna start interviewing you. Are you seeing a perspective change now that you're playing volleyball? Because when you were talking about it and I was thinking about it, how you said you're having fun because you don't give a shit and you know that there's zero pressure.
Also, like same thing as JC. Like JC was like saying he had having the best time, like practices are so much different, so much chiller. And from his perspective, for sure. But from a guy who has played lacrosse since he was 8 years old and loves the game and puts a lot of pressure on himself, and coach, I guess, probably holds him to a different standard than JC, because although JC is a good player and is getting playing time, which is already very impressive, like he's a basketball player.
Yeah.
And shout out JC for doing it and being a double sport athlete. But it's probably different for him because he doesn't actually care, because if he goes into the game, or I don't want to say he doesn't actually care because he definitely does care, but he cares less.
Yeah.
And so probably, like for sure, I was playing yesterday and like it was also just another opportunity for me to get out of my comfort zone. Like I was like uncomfortable. I was like, I don't know anybody here. I sit beside Nick and David in Spanish class twice a week. Mm-hmm. But like we don't talk that much in English. No, I'm joking. We only speak English in that class. We talk mad shit.
Shout out Spanish class. Apparently it's not working.
But it was just opportunity to get out of my comfort zone. But like I felt, I guess, yeah, it was more fun. It was more chill. But is that necessarily because practices are more chill, or is that just because I just don't give a fuck? And with that mindset being applied to other areas such as basketball, allow me to become a better basketball player because I'm just playing and free and I'm, you know what I mean?
it's weird because I'm trying to understand where you're coming from, but like my pivot from basketball was to a non-sport, which is weightlifting and podcasting. And I feel little to no pressure every time I go in to do those things.
And do you feel like you're excelling at a faster rate?
Well, it's because like when you say do they give a fuck, it's like I give a lot of fucks, but I don't, my self-worth is not determined. Well, kind of. It's not determined by how well the podcast does. When I put something out, if I feel like, I just lied in the audience's face, my self-worth isn't determined by how many views the podcast gets, but how well I feel like I performed the podcast. Like the Adam podcast, when I put that out, I felt great about that because I felt like I was competent, I was fluent, I was, my jokes were on point, everything felt good. It felt tight, it felt clean. If that happens and it gets zero views, I don't care. But if I put out something that's shit and it gets 1,000 views, I still don't feel good because that means, not only does that mean that my performance had zero impact on the views, but it also means that 1,000 people are going to see me stutter my way through a fucking sentence and I don't like that.
How can you quantify that to like basketball? Is that like,
because I'm thinking like in terms of, I'm trying to parallel it to basketball because my self-worth was definitely wrapped up in basketball, but it's not as wrapped up in the things that I'm currently doing. And I'm wondering if that's because it's a sport or because it just doesn't consume that much of my life.
I don't, do you think it would be different if we had
a lot of viewers?
No, I'm saying, do you think it would be different if every single person on the team had a podcast? And now not only you're subconsciously competing with every other person and their podcast, and then you see their views going up and maybe your views aren't going
like
up.
I feel like I'm competing with Sam, even though I'm a podcaster and he's a vlogger, and that's weird. But I'm not competing him in, I can't speak English today. Fuck. I'm not competing with him.
Fix it in post.
I might just leave it in. I don't really care. I'm not competing with him in the sense that the views, like I said, I don't care about that. But I'm jealous because he gets to create content that's super creative and flying drones and pictures of shit, and that's just like really cool to me. But I don't know if I'm jealous of the vehicle he's in or his performance. That's like fucking with me mentally too. But I don't know. I was just trying to parallel that with basketball and whatever and how like the self-worth thing, I feel like it's a very sport specific thing.
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, if you were known as Chris, the guy with the podcast, which I guess you kind of are.
Well, yeah, definitely
right now,
am.
Right now. But if we had a lot more subscribers, a lot more views, and then it dropped off, I guarantee you your self-worth would.
I don't know if my self-worth took a hit, but I'd be like, shit, what did I do wrong?
I heard Logan Paul talk about this. It's like, I think that's probably just because like, we're in the podcast in the same stage as I am in volleyball right now, because like, I don't really give a fuck. I just figured out what it is.
It's the labels you provide yourself with. So if I don't define myself as a podcaster. Like if I was to introduce myself, I wouldn't say, I'd say I have a podcast. I wouldn't say I'm a podcaster because it's not a part of me yet. You say you're a basketball player.
Yeah, no,
so
I don't play basketball.
Exactly. So you don't derive self-worth from podcasting because you don't say you're a podcaster, but the label you place on yourself and the amount of mental energy you allow it to consume of you, that's what determines how you feel about the results that you get. So that's where it starts to get funky because like, I don't say I'm a weightlifter, I say I'm a bodybuilder. So if I was fat, I would definitely be fucked up. But I don't say I'm a podcaster. So that's where like, it's the label that you provide yourself, I think. I don't know. We're going on a mad tangent. I'm low key out of stuff. So I'm trying to just milk my own brain for stuff, but it's not going very well.
What was the last one?
That was the last one. How sport changed your life. I'm at level of sacrifice. Check. How sport changed my life. Check. The better you get, the less fun it is. Check. Plan for the podcast. Check. Life outside of basketball. Check.
How much time are we at?
27 minutes.
We can sit in silence for 3 minutes.
I could bring up the fact that like, you said you're doing the accounting thing because you want to get the experience and know whether or not you're going to like it. The reason I'm doing a sales internship isn't entirely because I want to get the experience, and I'm also just completely basing why I'm taking the sales internship off of the advice of somebody I got on the internet about a month ago.
That's what I was
thinking. Exactly. He said,
like your father.
I don't want to say that because it's disrespectful to Glenn Alfred Beeman. I might not even be his name. Glenn Fred Beeman? I don't know.
You're Alfred.
I'm Alfred. My grandpa's name is Fred, and I think that's a passed down name. I don't know. But basically, here's what I'm going to say. The reason I'm taking a sales internship is one, because I want to see if I enjoy talking to 100 people a day. It's threefold, actually. One, because I want to see if I can survive talking to 100 people a day and getting rejected so I can smash my fear of rejection, hopefully. Two, if I can develop the skill of sales, then ideally later on in my business career, I won't have to worry about making money, because that's the number one bottleneck of every business, is if you can sell something, you can have a business. Like if I can sell you something, I can make money, I can keep the business afloat. And then three, it's the idea of skill stacking. It's like early on, if I have a sales skill and I can actually sell something and it's not like some bullshit fugazi or whatever, like I actually have the skill of sales and I stack on the skill of marketing and I stack on the skill of this, that's how you racket your way up the financial ladder. And I'm saying this through the voice of Alex Ramosi because I don't actually know, but I'm guessing that that's
the right
step. I'm taking the first step and I'm making a bet This might be really fucking stupid, but I don't know any other bet to make, is that I'm betting the guy on the internet who is worth $100 million is more correct than everybody else I've ever talked to. And that's a bet I'm willing to make.
I was just thinking while you were talking about the...
See, if one of us just rambles long enough, someone's going to have an idea, and then we just start...
Yeah, the thing you just said, which is like, if you can label yourself as, I am a podcaster.
Yeah.
And you had 8 followers consistently, mm-hmm. 8 subscribers... Your self-esteem would probably take a hit.
Exactly.
Because you think that but I only have 8 subscribers. So like, what type of podcaster am I if I have 8 subscribers?
It's the label you
drive. And now I say, well, oh yeah, I have a podcast. How many? Oh, it only has 8 subscribers right now. Oh, okay, whatever. And like, it doesn't define.
It's almost a social safety net where you say, if you're a podcaster, he's like, oh shit, you better be good at this because he's defining himself as the thing he's doing.
Yeah. So how do you get over that? How do you?
Well, I didn't do it in the first place. I didn't start.
You did with basketball.
I started.
So how can you break away from that?
That's a really good fucking question.
Because like for me, the thing about like the RA thing is like that is, I guess, the first, because I really, really, really heavily my self-esteem, self-worth, value all wrapped up in basketball. And the last few years has not been very nice to it, to say the least. And I think that this was a big step for me of realizing that there is, I provide value.
Mm-hmm. To the world in other ways.
And those ways might be more important than basketball in the future. But how do you break out of that, I am a basketball player, and change it to I play basketball?
One, the first thing that comes to mind is like the idea of detaching yourself from the results, which we've beaten to death on this podcast. But like the main thing for me is the views don't matter to me as much as the quality of the product, which is hard to quantify in a basketball sense. Like, what is the quality of the product in a basketball sense?
I guess like, quality of the, I guess, how hard you're working in the unseen hours in practice.
But that's that's a vehicle though, because the level of effort you put into something is then going to, in an ideal world, increase the value.
The product is, I guess, the outcome.
No, because it can't be. The product, the outcome is the world's value of the product.
Okay.
So it's like.
Then what's the product of basketball?
That's why I'm asking that question.
Might just be not equivalent, and you can't make that.
Might be true. I don't know. We're trying to like dive into some psychological shit here. I don't know. I didn't think this through enough.
I don't know if we're qualified
enough to do that. At all.
Taking a psych class? I'll take one.
I am currently taking a psych class.
I'm definitely qualified to talk about that.
Fuck. I don't know, man. It's pissing me off that I can't come with it. Because I know this is actually quite interesting. We've never really just like dived into uncharted territory and tried to explain things that we're definitely not capable of doing at 21 years old. But
I'm so 20.
How do you detach yourself from the results of basketball?
What we have to talk about. What is the product?
I'm thinking about that too, but I don't know if I can answer that right now. So I think if I ramble for long enough, maybe you'll come up with that answer. Basically, detaching yourself from the results is something that it took me a long time to figure out. And that's why when we started the podcast, we didn't say we were podcasters. Like, we didn't start the podcast because we wanted to be good at it. We started the podcast because we were like, fuck it, we have free time and I think it'll be fun. And now we are where we are. So it's like, I'm going to ask myself, at what point do I switch from I have a podcast to I am a podcaster? When does that happen? Is that when we break like 10,000 followers? I'm like, oh shit, I should put more energy into this. And now I'm going to define myself as this. Or can you completely avoid it?
I think you completely avoid it completely.
Is it a good thing to avoid it completely? Does it put more pressure on your ass to perform when something is physically tied up?
I'm thinking like what the product is. And I guess you're right. It's like, let's just say like two guys. Let's say Devin Booker and Trae Young, you should say. I'm pretty sure, like, right now, Devin Booker is playing he went to the finals or whatever with the Suns. And, or we could do, like, even, like, Devin Booker and, like, LaMelo Ball or something like that. Someone, because Trae Young has made Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
So, Devin Booker, the year they went to the finals, was the best player on the team in the finals. And he said, people hid the narrative was, empty stats, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then now he goes, oh, we don't even need to bring another player into this. It's just, he was on the Suns when they were shit, putting up the same exact numbers, probably pretty comparable to the numbers he was putting up
in the finals
or that season that led to the finals. And I guess the product is what he was producing. And now the people's perception of him changes based on the environment, based on other things, if that makes sense. Like, he averages his 24 points a game. Now, it's empty stats when he's not winning, but when he's winning, it's,
I think I might have figured out what the product is.
Distributing.
I think I might have figured out what the product is, because it's still detached from the outcome. The product in basketball is the quality of basketball that you're playing. If you know that you're capable of Like, if you missed 10, this is, would you be mad? This is two scenarios. Which game would you be more fulfilled by? And I think I know. Let's go back to high school. I'm not going to use college because I know the answer if I use college. High school, which game would you be more fulfilled by? A game where you went 1-for-6, but all of the looks were things you were working on. Like, you caught it, ripped middle, got open, but missed the shot. Or shots where you were contested and all of them were late shot clock buzzer shots that went in and you end up with 20 points. So you end up with 3 points in one scenario, but you got to your spot. You actively saw the things you were working on play out in the game, or you got lucky 20 times and the ball went in. Which one would you be more filled by?
That depends. Like, the ball went off my pinky and it went in type thing.
You caught late shot clock, 3 seconds in the corner, someone threw you a suicide pass and you heaved it and it went in. You did not think it was going in.
I don't think that's a good example, but I think if you take that example and you talk about how, like, I hit one shot, but it felt really, really good, and all my misses felt really, really good, and I got to my spots and got the things I was looking at, and let's just say the result is the same. Either both games my team won, both games my team lost, or the other game, if I had 20 points, but my jump shot felt weird, and just they were just luckily going in, and it was going off my pinky, side spinning, and it went in, I would be more fulfilled by the first game.
Mm-hmm. Because it's almost the competition thing. Like, are you more fulfilled by 20 points against dog shit comp or 6 points against NBA level competition?
Yeah, definitely 6.
So it's the outcome is still detached from how well you play. Maybe it's almost determined. Nah, I think we're going too deep. I'm going to start rambling.
We're going to have to edit this. The shows.
I don't care. I'll leave this for the public. It's us talking. We're 21 years old. Who gives a fuck? But I think this might be time to wrap it up because we're starting to dive into territory.
I'm fucking exhausted. Thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far,
you're a real one because we've been.
I'm gonna Venmo you fucking a dollar if you made it.
I thought you were never gonna pay someone to go on the podcast. But you'll pay them to watch it.
Is that really paying them? That's more of paying dividends. That's more of a dividend. That's more of a dividend.
Rewarding you for your discipline to come and listen to 21-year-olds talk about absolute bullshit. But thank you for listening. And we'll see you in the next one. Hopefully, we have actually good guests. You guys don't have to listen to us talk anymore.